Howdy neighbors, a good Friday morning, a little after 5 a.m. on this Friday, the 11th of May, and wanted to give you a quick harvest update if we might. We've had a chance to check in with some folks. We were down in southwestern Oklahoma, not all the way down to where they're actually harvesting wheat, but it does look like a lot of wheat is about ready to go for 2012. We were down in the Apache area. We saw some green wheat, but we saw a lot of wheat fields that looked just flat out dead ripe. And as quick as the combines can get there, they could probably be harvested at least once it dries out once again, once we get past these rains that apparently are going to be across a good bit of southwestern Oklahoma over the next several hours. We are seeing rains now in those southwestern counties along the Red River that were harvesting yesterday. We were seeing harvest go on in probably the Hollis area, in Harmon County, in Jackson County, in Frederick and the Tillman County area, in Cotton County as well. All these counties had harvests underway and a fairly significant harvest going on, according to a couple of elevators that we were able to get a hold of. We did get a hold of Cassidy Grain in Frederick. They said that they were getting some wheat. A lot of it was just on the edge of being ready. Chase Cassidy indicated to our own Jim Apel about yield numbers that he was hearing from some of his area farmers.
Any guesses from some of the farmers on what their yields are looking like this year?
I've heard yields from everything from 39 to 60 bushels so far. Yes, sir. Nothing below 39 that I'm aware of.
Chase also indicated the test weights were looking fairly good. 60 to 63 seemed to be the range there in the Frederick area. Chattanooga, we understand that harvest was busy there. Cotton County, we understand harvest was busy. In fact, one tweet that we saw from Jimmy Kinder from Walters was that they had to switch from wheat to canola as far as harvest was concerned yesterday afternoon late because they were waiting on their trucks to get back from the elevator to dump wheat. They were actually going to be, as they harvested canola, putting it into some big grain sacks, indicating they were probably going to be selling that canola onto ADM. They were straight cutting their canola there in the Walters area. Jimmy Kinder, no indications on yields from Jimmy on either wheat or canola as of late last night. Now, moving a little bit further west over to the Jackson County area, Gavilon Grain in Altus. Our own Jim Apel talked to Garrett Long there. He said they had over 100 trucks. Yields not quite as good south and west of the Altus area. Those farmers coming in from that area, 20 to 25 bushels an acre. Does look like they're expecting yields be better, though, east and a little north of Altus. A little bit better wheat in that particular area, it seems. So harvest moving along. Do have one indication as far as canola harvest is concerned from Joshua Bashong, of course, area or the canola specialist for Oklahoma State University. He was busy swathing some of the OSU plots late into last night. Matter of fact, early this morning, we got a tweet from him, and he indicated as far as yields that he had heard from farmers thus far that have actually got some yields from picking up swath canola. Southwest Oklahoma, a few upper 30 bushels per acre, mostly in the mid-20s. He said he hadn't heard yields for central Oklahoma as of yet. But 20 to 30 bushels an acre for canola in southwest Oklahoma, pretty doggone good. And when you're talking about $12, $13, $14 a bushel, that is excellent, excellent money for those canola producers. One other thing to keep in mind, those rains that have come in will shut down harvest today. There's no doubt about that, and it may be the end of the weekend now before we'll see combines rolling once again in far southwestern parts of the state of Oklahoma. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.